Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
When there's a conflict, a minimum of two parties are involved, the hurt person and the one who caused the hurt. Both are in a prison. The only key to getting out of it is forgiveness. Maybe you're thinking, that's completely impossible for me. I can't forgive that person. He or she hurt me too badly. Or perhaps, ask that person's forgiveness, but I didn't do anything. And then, what good will it do? What will it change? Everything, in fact. Absolutely everything. Jesus taught us this in his lesson on prayer. And forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And that's from Matthew 6:12. Has someone sinned against you, my friend? Know that God will give you the strength to forgive. You have made every effort to listen to him and follow him, you who fear his name. So as a child respecting his word, you can't remove this verse from the Lord's Prayer. God forgave you first. Without this forgiveness, neither you nor I could enter into his presence, pray to him, or worship him. His forgiveness empowers and enables you to forgive. What an extraordinary act! By doing so, you also release the person who hurt you. If you are the one who sinned against someone else, the one who caused the wrong, I understand how complicated it may be to go see the other person and admit your fault, your wrongdoing. But Jesus did on the cross everything you couldn't do for your salvation. The tiny part left to do that the Lord won't do in your place is to repent before him, humble yourself, and ask the person you hurt to forgive you. All you have to do is say, "Forgive me for the pain I caused you." And if he or she rejects your apology, stay calm and keep trusting the Lord. He will intervene at the right moment. I also believe that we have to let it go once we've said these words. And if this isn't resolved agreeably in your lifetime, know that you've done what's right before God and that person. In any case, forgiveness opens the door to restoration in your life and in your relationships. God isn't asking you to do this brave action without first giving you the ability and love. Ask him to be able to see that person as he sees you. Ask him to help you forgive and ask forgiveness as he has forgiven you. And ask him for the ability to love as he loves you. My friend, the blessing is attached to your obedience. And know that the Lord has and will continue to give you the capability, love, and strength to obey. He is your waymaker, as this awesome song declares. You'll find the link for this song in today's email. I encourage you to follow the example of this A Miracle Every Day reader. I congratulate her. Since I've received your messages, there has been a big change in my behavior and my way of seeing life. While I used to be very impulsive and aggressive, today your messages have taught me to be ready to listen to others and reconcile with the Lord Jesus. Also, I had problems with my sister for 3 years, and A Miracle Every Day has helped me reconnect with her. Wonderful! May it be so for you too this holiday season, my friend.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.